Welcome back to Startup to Success on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3, SoCalArmenian.com.
Hello, welcome to Startup to Success with Maria. My guest is Naja Roberts, who's the founder, CEO, and chief visionary officer of the only African-American-owned brick-and-mortar cryptocurrency exchanges in the country. Naja, I am so thrilled to have you on the show. Welcome.
And I am so thrilled to be here, Maria.
Oh my God, cryptocurrency. I've been trying to educate myself all about it. I've been trying to invest in it. It's so difficult. I can't wait to dive in and ask you all the questions that I've been wondering about. And it's just, there's so much information and it's so hard to know which information is accurate, which is not. But before we dive into all of that fun conversation, I love starting out with, what was the inspiration behind what you're doing today? What was your why?
Absolutely. So again, thank you for allowing me to be here. Well, I was a financial advisor, really taking a deep dive into people's finances because I thought, being a financial advisor, I could help close the wealth gap in the Black and Brown community, only to find out that just about every product and service that was offered works, but it doesn't specifically work for our community. So I was trying to find out what I could do to really be the change that I wanted to see. And I found cryptocurrency and I got an epiphany and I realized that this could possibly change and close the wealth gap and change the trajectory of our families forever if we got it right.
Yeah, if we got it right, and that is the right question. So let's dive into cryptocurrency a little bit. So you're educating people on this, and tell me a little bit about how the journey has been.
The journey has been very interesting because initially when you start a company and you go to provide a service, you're expecting to be able to monetize that. And I think one of the things we learned very early on is that people don't know what they don't know. And so we had to back up and become the educators in a different type of way first in order to get people to even see that they needed our goods and services. And so it's been a long haul. It's been a long road fighting with the banks. The banks are our competition. And so we've had a lot of obstacles in our way, but we're determined not to give up. The Black and Brown community deserve to have options, not necessarily all about having money and wealth, but we deserve to have the money or the funds that we need to be able to make the proper options for our family and to be able to just live without having to survive all the time. We need to be able to thrive in our communities. And so I'm excited about that. But there's been lots of challenges down this road.
Yeah, and thank you for doing that. And, you know, as an Armenian, I'm a minority. I find it difficult too, because I sometimes feel like the information doesn't come to my people as fast as it does to certain other cultures and certain other groups of people. And so, you know, I find it that it's up to me to go out there and consistently educate myself on the newer up and coming information about the financial industry and the cryptocurrency and how that's going to change our world, literally, you know. But the one challenge that I'm dealing with as I'm trying to educate myself in this space is the amount of information that's out there and not knowing which to trust.
Yes, there's a massive amount of information, but I'll tell you one good thing about this time today. The price of Bitcoin is down and a lot of the noise goes away. And so for most of you that are learning, this is like a great time to get in because all the get rich quick people are gone. They're trying to go get rich quick someplace else. And they've really left the scene. But you're right, there's a lot of information out of there. You gotta really be careful who you listen to. And I'm just gonna make it easy. If you learn the fundamentals of Bitcoin specifically, and you start out with Bitcoin specifically, it'll help you really understand the other 20,000 some odd coins that are out there and what's really good, what's most important, and some of those things. And so that's where I tell people to start. Start with Bitcoin. Not that that's all you have to do. It's all you should do. And I'm not a financial advisor anymore, so I won't get into that. But all coins are not created equal. So don't stress yourself out trying to figure out if I should get involved in this coin and this coin and that coin, that is a casino, and that's not where you need to be right now in this space.
What do you think how can, I guess, inflation and recession, I'm noticing that obviously inflation and recession is starting to affect Bitcoin a little bit. And I had invested in Bitcoin a little bit, and then I paused and I started seeing the prices declining, and I'm just like, should I continue investing? Should I not? You know, I'm just still educating myself to really make that decision. But and I don't want to get financial advice from you, obviously, but at the same time, I would love your thoughts on the correlation between what's happening in our economy and Bitcoin. Do you think there is connection and the one affects the other more?
So I'm going to get into the technical really quick, but I got to give you this analogy, right? So you go to Balenciaga to buy a purse, right? And you see this purse. This purse is $2,000. You say, I'll pass on it. But the next week, your friend gives you a call and tells you that the purse is now $700 as opposed to $2,000 when you saw it in the store. Do you say to yourself, oh my God, that purse has lost its value, I don't want it? Or do you go get it because it's on sale? You go and get it because it's on sale. If we keep that mindset and realize it's not the price that we're looking at, it's the value, how it's made, how it's created. Whatever a Balenciaga bag would be. But anyway, so just remember that analogy. But as it relates to price correlation, everything in this market is taking a hit, be it the stock market, be it Forex. I mean, everything is taking hits because everything is trying to figure out what the economy is going to do. Our the feds are actually, of course, you know, we're getting rate hikes. Our basis points, looks like every 2 weeks they're raising it. And inflation is setting in, and so many things are trying to find their way. Bitcoin is no different. Nobody in this space thinks that Bitcoin is going to not be subjected to some of the ebbs and flows that the other markets are. But one thing we do know is that Bitcoin is decentralized. And once things start to settle in, once inflation gets higher than it is right now, because it's not over, once the rate hikes get higher than they are right now, I think you're going to start to see some stability in Bitcoin because of the fact that the underlying technology and all of the other things that are happening in the background are going to make Bitcoin the better choice for people to put and store and trust their money with.
I believe it's the future of currency. I believe in that, but I'm still not as educated as I'd like to be confidently investing in it. But I'm definitely, that's where my focus is right now, to focus on that. What advice do you have for women who are trying to take control of their financials and really invest smarter, you know, especially in times like this when it's so scary? And I think at times the fears that I hear from a lot of women is that I have my money at the bank in my savings, but I'm scared that the value of my money might drop. You know, how can they educate themselves more to be able to be in a more stable situation?
So that was a really great question and a couple of things to unpack really quickly. So first and foremost, I think what you're doing is absolutely phenomenal. You started and now you're starting to educate yourself. But what I would say to women is start small, $6, $10 every week, every other month. Do something, just get off zero. Your money in the bank is making zero interest for you right now. And not only that, because of the amount of money that has been pumped into the market, it is losing value. And so you're in a depreciating asset. Even though you still see it says a dollar, it really has an underlying cost of about 91 cents, sometimes 85, depending on what's happening. And so what we need to do as women specifically is really just get off zero, just start, do what we call dollar cost averaging. That means you make up in your mind, okay, I'm going to do $25 worth of Bitcoin every 2 weeks. No matter if the price is high, no matter if the price is low, you just continuously, consistently do that amount. And that will allow you to participate in Bitcoin at the lower prices and the higher prices and the middle prices. And it just allows you to get that fluctuation in. And then you're taking a deep breath. You're not feeling like you put your whole life savings in. And one of the other things that I tell women all the time, I'm not saying don't go out and get your nails done. I'm not saying don't go out and get your hair dyed. But what I am saying is maybe you don't put those diamonds on the end of your nails, which costs between $6 and $15. And you say, hey, I'm getting my nails done, but I'm not going to get those little diamonds because I can take that $6 or $15 and put it into Bitcoin. And so you're not depriving yourself of being beautiful by getting, you know, the little tint on the ends. But maybe you just do less of that so that you can have a couple bucks that you can then put in. People all the time, you mean I got to cut out my Starbucks? No, just don't go get a Venti. Get another size, right? And then utilize those couple bucks because you can spend a dollar on Bitcoin. You can spend $5 on Bitcoin. You do not have to have the whole $24,000, $25,000 that a Bitcoin costs because there are small increments of Bitcoin, divisible. So just like there are 100 pennies in a dollar, there are 100 million small little pieces of Bitcoin. We call them Satoshis. So you're buying Satoshis. And when your Satoshis equal up to 100 million, then you have a Bitcoin specifically. Just like you have 100 pennies in your drawer. And when you take them and you put them all together someplace, you get a dollar, right? And so it's the same concept. So just start small. Don't kick yourself if you're at work. Your mother, like women, we juggle all these hats anyway. And so keeping up with cryptocurrency is pretty hard. And so that's why you have people like me. There's other individuals. There's other women. There's other men out there that this is all we do. Our ears to the ground. We're listening. We're watching. We're telling you where to go, where not to go. All of these things are made available for you. And yes, there's a lot of us out there. But really look for people that are giving out good content all the time, not always, you know, again, not always monetizing, but really giving out good information.
I love how you mentioned earlier that when you first started, you realized that education is the first thing that you have to focus on before you can focus on monetizing. I kind of went through a similar situation with my, I have a CBD brand where, you know, I started the company to solve my own problem and then it turned into a brand and I'm like, okay, well, let me share it with people. But then I realized people need to be educated. So I kind of put sales and money as the second primary goal and education was the primary goal. And yes. So the minute I started focusing on that, all of a sudden sales started coming in because we built this trust and credibility. We were on the news. We partnered with doctors to educate people. I love that you mentioned that because I think a lot of the listeners who are starting out a company or they're at maybe they're at a phase in their company where they're looking to scale and grow to a whole different level. Sometimes you have to stop and see what is in demand, what your target audience needs. And when you mentioned that, I was just like, oh, that's amazing. We have to highlight that. So thank you for sharing that. Let's talk a little bit more about the way you're educating, the way you're trying to educate and help people. I know that you've started Crypto Kids Camp and then you've got the Crypto Blockchain blog. I mean, you've got so many cool things going on. Can you share and tell us a little bit more about that?
Sure. So I am just a firm believer that you have to meet people where they are. So if you're educating in whatever community you're educating in, you've really got to make sure that there's something for everyone because this isn't, and it's really hard. It's been hard for me because a lot of people that do marketing for me, a lot of people that are dealing with my social media, they're like, well, what is your target market? And I'm like, everybody. And they're like, well, you can't have everybody. Well, we have to have everybody because while we're trying to unlearn the parents, I'll say that, because they've got to unlearn the way we've learned money and banking to get in this space. We need to be teaching the children so that they're coming up and growing up and understanding so we don't have to redo this again. But then we have seniors that need to be dealt with. And so really just finding programs and things that are niche to those specific age groups has been something that I have really found joy in doing, making sure that everyone is covered. So somebody says, I'm 80 years old. What do you have for me? Well, we have Satoshi Seniors Program. Well, I'm my child is five. What do you have for them? Well, we have Crypto Kids Camp. And then, well, I'm 50. What do you have for me? I'm 30. What do you have for me? And so we try to make sure that the community has things that resonate with them. So I do all kinds of events. And again, as an entrepreneur, I know you're speaking to some entrepreneurs. You have got to get creative in any space that you're in. It cannot just be this same old, because that only works for McDonald's and Burger King and some of these big giants. You got to get creative. So I teach Bitcoin in barbershops. I go to cigar lounges and I teach cigars and crypto. I do just everything that I can do to meet people where they are. Because when they're learning, they're not knowing they need what you have. So you got to go where the people are. You can't just sit back in an office or in a building and say, oh my God, they need to come here because I pay rent on this building. Like, no, if the people are not coming to you, you got to get to the people. And so that's one of the biggest things that I would say for an entrepreneur. You've got to be able to pivot. You may have written your business plan and you may have spent $10,000 on that business plan. But if it is not working and you're not servicing the people that bring the business and create the revenue that you desire, you got to go out there and get it. And so that's what I've been doing and what I've been working on.
Thank you. That's great advice. And to your point, creativity is so instrumental. You know, I think with a topic like yours, you're at the forefront of things, right? Like there's just, it's so new still where you do have to customize the way you're sharing the information, the way you're serving the information. You have to customize it to your niche target audiences so that you can relate to them. And I love that you're not taking the advice of most marketers who say, oh no, you have to select the target audience and your business has to focus on one niche audience and blah blah blah. That thing is changing now, please. Like I, as a marketer myself, I'm starting to really experience it and see how no, you can take the same product or service and customize it to the group that you want to speak to. And then the next group and the next group, there's nothing wrong with that. If anything, they love it even more because you are being authentic. It shows that you put the time and effort, you understand their needs and that you're presenting what is needed for them in a way that is accessible and easy to understand. What's one thing that you figured out besides the fact that you have to be creative and customized to your audience, what's one thing that you figured out through your journey that you think really took you to the next level?
Really, the fact of the matter is just being the authentic you and not trying to be someone else, not trying to really mimic. And again, both of us come from an industry and both of us have businesses that we're the pioneers. We're at the forefront. Cannabis and crypto literally go hand in hand because, and we need to work together on that. I want to say that too. But just being the authentic you, like if I'm rushing and I don't have on makeup, for instance, today, like I would have loved to do that for the interview, but just being the authentic you and people know when you're real, people know when you genuinely care. And anything that you do nowadays, especially right now, after all that we've been through as a world, people are looking for compassion. They're looking for somebody that understands their situation, is not trying to rake them over the coals and not pushy and overbearing. And so that's one of the things that I've learned. And then also collaboration is the new business model. So you're in the cannabis space, I'm in the cryptocurrency space. I know very well that the two can collide quite well because you need to accept Bitcoin in your cannabis business, right? And so there's just different things. Yes.
We do. We started accepting about a year ago.
Okay, awesome. Yeah. And so there's just things that can be done to really catapult our businesses. And really working with each other and understanding that even if you have the same type of business as me, we're not competition. We're all here for the work for the people. And if we can get that right, I think from black to brown to white to whatever you consider, you know, we would get along so much better if we weren't each other's competition.
Wow, I really wish we had more time together, because I do have so many more questions, but I just have one more question before we end our interview. Are there any books or anything? I know you actually have a book too. So anything that, well, why don't we talk about any specific courses that somebody who is really at you know, trying to understand and invest and start investing, is there anything you can advise for them to start with that you offer for them to learn?
Absolutely. So I have a Bitcoin starter kit that they can get from NajaRoberts.com, a Bitcoin starter kit that really just helps you start. And then I have a Digital Financial Revolution University. Now, at the end of this week or the beginning of next week, we will be announcing that university. And it's literally going to be, what is money? What is Bitcoin? What is an altcoin? All the basics broken down so that people can really get this and really understand it, and no high level technical terms and all the stuff that just gets you more confused than when you started. I'm not that one. I'm about making sure that people are really literate in this cryptocurrency space and not wasting time, not wasting money, and not expending any energy that they don't need to, because it's not necessary, because it is actually a little bit more simple than people make it out to be.
Thank you. I think that's exactly what we need, simplicity, and that can help more people be open to learning about cryptocurrency. So thank you so much, Naja, for the work that you're doing. Thank you for spending your time and educating people like myself who needs it badly. And just remind our listeners, where can they reach you? How can they learn more about what you're offering and contact you?
All right, well, that would be Naja Roberts, and just my first and last name. No underscores, no dots, just strictly NajaRoberts.com. And I'm on social media as Naja Roberts. Again, no extra numbers or letters, no dots, none of that, because there's a lot of scammers out there that are using my name. But I am just Naja Roberts. And I am so happy to be here with you today. And I just want to say thank you for the opportunity. And I look forward to working with you.
Thank you. Thank you so much, Naja. And we'll have all the details and the correct website and the social in our show notes. So thank you for your time, and thank you for doing what you're doing.
Thank you. And you have an incredible rest of your day.
Thank you for joining Startup to Success with Maria on KLOS 95.5 FM HD3 SoCalArmenian.com.